word for word meanings.
Sah,
that,
vai,
also,
nivritti,
detachment,
dharmena,
by engagement,
vasudeva,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
anukampaya,
by the mercy of
Bhagavat,
in relation with the personality of Godhead.
In relation with the personality of Godhead.
Bhakti yogena,
by linking up.
Tirodhatte,
diminishes.
Shanai,
gradually.
Iha,
in this existence.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. But that misconception of self-identity can be diminished gradually by the mercy of the Personality of Godhead Vasudeva through the process of devotional service to the Lord in the mode of detachment. Translation, please repeat.
But that misconception
of self-identity
can be diminished gradually
by the mercy of the Personality of Godhead,
Vasudeva,
through the process of devotional service
to the Lord
in the mode of detachment.
Purport.
The quivering quality of material existence, which comes from identification with matter or from thinking oneself under the material influence of philosophical speculation to be God, can be eradicated by devotional service to the Lord by the mercy of the Personality of Godhead Vasudeva. As discussed in the first canto, because the application of devotional service to Lord Vasudeva invites pure knowledge, it quickly detaches one from the material conception of life and thus revives one's normal condition of spiritual existence even in this life, and frees one from the material winds which cause one to quiver. Only knowledge in devotional service can elevate one towards the path of liberation. The development of knowledge for the purpose of knowing everything without rendering devotional service is considered fruitless labor, and one cannot get the desired result by such labor of love. Lord Vasudeva is pleased by devotional service only, and thus His mercy is realized by association with pure devotees of the Lord. Pure devotees of the Lord are transcendental to all material desires, including the desire for the results of fruitive activities and philosophical speculation. If one wants to acquire the mercy of the Lord, he has to associate with pure devotees. Such association alone can, by degrees, release one from the quivering elements. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Nadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nveshnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi नामे हरे प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड वांट सैटिस्फैक्शन एंजॉयमेंट and we want a constant flow of enjoyment. So that is the main motivation behind whatever we are doing. We want to enjoy. So the living entity originally was enjoying in the spiritual world, but what he or she thought was, I want to enjoy without Krishna. I want to be the center. So as soon as the living entity thought that, he or she came to this spiritual world, material world. And in material world, we can try to lord it over and we can try to be the center. And what we think is that we are not confined, we are free. And we can make our own rules. So everyone thinks, I want to make my own world. And I want to design it according to my needs. There are many do-it-yourself kits these days. You can make it the way you want. So same way, we want our world to be designed according to our needs. We want those people around us who would listen to us and help us fulfilling our mission. And our mission is to enjoy. And we don't want those people who are negligent of this goal of life. The goal of life is my enjoyment. So some people cannot understand that. So I want to get rid of them. So this world around me, my home, has to function according to me. And I am free. I am free to make so many choices. I can put the plants in my garden according to my desires. I can, put television wherever I want. I can watch any channel I want. So this is the control. This is my world. I am in control. So that's what a living entity is thinking in this material world, that this small place around me, at least, okay, I have this small place, if not the whole world, whole planet Earth, but at least things work according to me in this area of my enjoyment. So that's an illusion. Even within that small area, things actually don't work according to one's will. We are actually bound by three modes of material nature. And if we think we are the doers, then that's not completely correct. The three modes force us to do things. We put plants in our garden according to the modes we are in. And modes force us. Or you put a nice flowering plant, or you put a cactus. So according to the modes, we are actually forced to do these things. So this illusion that we are free is forcing us to do so many things which harm us. And in future, we become more and more covered. So we need to identify that actually we are not in control. These three modes of nature are in control, and ultimately, even above them, there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. मया दक्षेण प्रकृति सूयते सचराचरम हेतु नानेन कौन्तेय जगत विपरिवर्तते. That under the superintendence of the personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, these three modes are working. So once we identify that, then we should surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead. But usually if we utter this word, God, people don't want to hear that. God, it's become a very rare word these days. Because God is all famous, so everyone has heard that word, everyone knows there is God. But we don't want to hear about God. So why is that? Because if you say there is God, that means that I am not God. I am not in control. It means there is someone else who is supreme. And another thing is that I have to follow his orders. So these two things stop us to hear about God. So this tendency is within all of us as well as practicing devotees. We don't want to hear about God. That's why it is a challenge to attend Bhagavatam class or any other class regularly. Once in a while everyone does it, because we are devotees, at least externally. But to do it regularly, that's a challenge. Why? Because this contamination is there within us. That we don't want to hear about the Supreme, because I am the Supreme. I want things to work according to my plans. So once we understand that things won't work according to our plans if we don't follow Krishna's instructions, then we'll start hearing about him. Otherwise, as here it is said, the quivering quality of material existence. Otherwise, we'll be always quivering. There are these winds, material winds, which cause one to quiver. So these modes are so powerful that anyone, big or small, we are nothing actually. We are so tiny. If you see, the nature around us is so big and massive, we can't do anything. If there is a great wind, tsunami, earthquake, volcano eruption, what can we do? We are so tiny. It just takes 1 or 2 seconds and we'll be finished. If there is a volcano eruption, for example, what can you do except run as fast as you can? So we need to understand that how these three modes are acting. So usually people have this understanding, as Prabhupada used to say, friendship, society and love. That I am in control and I will have my friends around me, and I have love, I know what is love, and this is my society, I live and function within this society, and we are all so happy individually and collectively. So this is a misconception. Either individually or collectively we cannot be happy. Prahlad Maharaj says that actually in 7th canto, that our individual plans, collective plans, they won't work. We can't get happiness. This is Maya Sukh. This happiness that we get in this world is just Maya. It's illusory. So we make so many relationships and we try to enjoy it. And they all look very real. This is because there is a semblance. There is a reality, and that reality is in the spiritual world. And in material world, it's a perverted reflection. So all the relationships that we are trying to enjoy are perverted reflections of the real relationships in the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if we understand those real relationships, we can get rid of these illusory relationships in this material world. So the highest, most sweetest rasa in the spiritual world is the Shringar rasa or Madhurya rasa, conjugal love between Krishna and the gopis. And that's the topmost in spiritual world. and the reflection in the material world is the bottom most. That's the most degraded. If someone tries to enjoy with someone else's wife or husband, or if someone is married and tries to enjoy with someone else, then that's considered most abominable in the material world. But in spiritual world, that's topmost, because there is no material tinge in it. Everyone is Krishna's part. They are meant to give pleasure to Krishna. But in material world, it's not like that. We are all separate living entities. So that's why that illicit conjugal relation in this material world is most abominable. So if we hear about Krishna's pastimes of these affairs, then we'll be purified. And the next rasa is the vatsalya. So Krishna has his interaction with his parents, his guru, and all other elders. So if we hear about those pastimes, then our attachment to our parents and elders, on the material platform it will reduce, but on the spiritual platform, of course, we respect all living entities. But this attachment to our parents, oh my parents, what will happen to them in old age? I have to take care of them. There is this attachment. Of course, everyone is a grihastha, he has to take care as far as possible. And brahmacharis do their best as well. And sannyasis and vanaprasthas. But we shouldn't be attached to our parents. That we'll do whatever they say. They may not be devotees. And they may not say which is not according to the scriptures. So if we hear about Krishna's pastimes with his elders, then we can get rid of that contamination, that attachment. And next rasa is the Sakya rasa. If we see how Krishna enjoys his playful pastimes with the cowherd boys, then we can get rid of attachment to these mundane friends. We have so many friends with whom we have had so many parties. So we get attached to them. How can I leave my friends? They helped me in so many things. They lent me money. They helped me. We had so many good moments together. How can I forget them? But if we hear about Krishna's pastimes, how he kills demons with his friends, he's playing with them, how they climb on his shoulder, and these amazing pastimes as described in Krishna book and Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, then we can get rid of this attachment with mundane friends, mundane friendship. And the last one is the Dasya Rasa. So we are serving someone in this material world, or we have servants. In Western world, of course, all the servants are highly paid. All the laborer class jobs are very highly paid. But in India, you find practically everyone in cities, they have these so many servants. Someone will take the bin, someone will sweep and mop. And one can get attached. I remember one of my uncles, he used to work in army in India. And he had a servant. He was on a good post and he had a servant. And servant would iron his clothes, because army man means everything has to be perfect. And his servant would make sure he eats at the right time, and there everything is according to time, and everything is just perfect, meticulous. So the servant would make sure for many years that everything is perfect for him. And my uncle got very attached to him also. And when, of course, army job is always, they keep moving, they're going from one place to another. So then he moved. And for many years, that servant used to call him, that, are you okay? Are you keeping well? So he got attached, and my uncle was also attached. So this is the mundane attachment in Dasya Rasa. So all these things we can see in this material world, how these perverted reflections are working in this material world. We have so many relationships on different platforms and all are illusory. So if we hear about Krishna's pastimes with his associates, his servants, his parents, his friends, his lovers and beloveds, then we can get rid of these attachments. Now, big question is for many devotees, what is my relationship with Krishna? Who am I in the spiritual world? So, for neophytes, we don't have to worry so much about that. Why? Because these four main relationships that are Madhurya, Vatsalya, Sakya and Dasya all have the quality of Dasya in them. So thus it starts with the servitude, Dasya Ras. So a servant serves Krishna in awe and reverence. And then the next higher rasa is Sakya Ras. In Sakya Ras, although the friends are playing on almost on equal level, but they also have this servitude. Sometimes they would massage Krishna's feet, they will bring things for him, they will help Mother Yashoda to dress him. Like that, they have this servitude as well. And in parenthood also, this servitude is there. And then in conjugal rasa also, this servitude is there. So if we understand that this servitude is all pervading in the spiritual world, and that's the main thing for neophyte devotees, for practicing devotees to understand. So we are all servants. That's why when we get initiated, they give us the name, any name, Sanskrit name, and they put Das or Dasi or Devi Dasi in the end. That means we are servants. First we have to understand this. Then eventually when our devotion becomes mature, then it would be revealed to us what's our role in the spiritual world. It is said God realization and self-realization go hand in hand. How does that happen? That if it's totally dark, we cannot see ourselves and others. But when sun comes up, we can see the sun and we can see ourselves also. So in the same way, when we'll become mature devotee, we'll see Krishna face to face. And what that means is we'll see who we are also in the spiritual world, in our spiritual relationship. In Bhagavatam it is said, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja. This relationship will be revealed to us within our heart. So devotee performs devotional service, and by performing devotional service regularly and sincerely with love and devotion, our original relationship with Krishna is revealed to us from within the heart. Tene Brahma Hidaya Adi Kavye. Like Krishna gave this knowledge to Krishna, to Brahma from within the heart. So Krishna is present as super soul within the heart. And the super soul will reveal to us. The super soul feature is very special. In material world when we come, we forget about Krishna. But Krishna doesn't forget about us. He still is there within us. He is there with us. Example is given, it's just like when there is a big festival or a fair. So then they appoint a chief personality superintendent to look after the affairs of that fair. And then when that festival or fair is finished, then there is no need of that superintendent. So in the same way, when we come to this material world, we have our own big circus, our fair going on. Oh, this is my house, this is my relatives, this is my job, this is my car, this is my paraphernalia. It's a big thing, you know, we collect so many things. So there is a super soul present within the heart. He's the Upadrashta and Anumanta. He's watching everything. And he's reminding us about what our desires are and what to do actually. He always instructs us, don't do this, do that. And if the fortunate living entity listens to those advices from the super soul, from within the heart and from externally from these scriptures, then he becomes purified and he goes to the spiritual world. And all his paraphernalia, his world is wound up in this material world. And then there is no need of super soul. So in spiritual world, Krishna is present himself. So there is no need of super soul. Krishna is the super soul. Super soul is the expansion of Krishna. So that's the mercy of Krishna. Here it says, Bhagavad Bhakti Yogena, Vasudevanu Kampaya. So the mercy of Krishna. The mercy of Krishna is, he's always calling us. And although we have turned our face away from him, he is looking upon us, that how we are going in this material world. So when we get contaminated by three modes, more we are contaminated, less we want to hear from the scriptures. Actually, it is said, more someone is contaminated, more someone is covered, he needs the advice of scripture most. But he is least interested. That's very amazing. So he needs it most, but he is least interested. So what to do? It's just like people, you know, old people who are old, currently who are old, maybe 60, 70, 80 years old. So this all modern technology has come very recently, in last 10 years, 20 years, all computers, mobile phones, iPads. So some have got used to them if they were working or they were smart enough. But most people, it's an alien thing for them, for most old people. So what to do? So same way, we have become very old in this material world. We have been living here for millions of births. And these things, this ever-fresh knowledge, doesn't seem relevant for us. So what to do? We need this and we are averse to it. So how to get benefit from these scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita? So the answer is, these books are like manuals. If you don't know how to operate a gadget, there is a manual. But most of the time, the manual is very complicated. If such a person who doesn't know how things work and he picks the manual up, it's all very confusing. All technical knowledge is there. So then another option is to ask someone who knows how to use the gadget. So that's a very good way. So these devotees or walking Bhagavatas, there is person Bhagavat and there is book Bhagavatam. So if you are not familiar or not comfortable in reading the book Bhagavatam, approach a person Bhagavat. He can tell you in a friendly way. And the best way, another good way is to hear Bhagavatam from this person Bhagavat. So that's why it is said, Nasht Prayashvabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevya. So Nityam Bhagavat Sevya, by regular attendance in these classes of Bhagavatam, of Srimad Bhagavatam, then all whatever is troubling our heart will go away. So that's the advice. That's why it is challenging. Because we are not familiar with this subject matter, we don't want to hear about it. But if we just become stubborn, actually we all are stubborn in some sense. Whoever has come to material world is stubborn, because when we thought we will come to material world, Krishna said, don't go. But we were stubborn. No, we want to go. And he followed us also. But then we came here. So we are stubborn. So same way, we have to apply that in a good sense. We have to become stubborn. No, if I don't understand, I'll read the book. I'll hear in Bhagavatam class, even if I don't understand. We have to become stubborn. And then one day, things will start making sense. Because it's the same thing again and again, in different ways, different stories. And it's all ever fresh. So if we become stubborn, if we keep hearing, then things will become clear. And here another word used is shanai riha. Shanai means gradually. So things will gradually, step by step, they will be revealed to us. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Shanai Shanai Ruparame Buddhya Dhriti Grihetya Atma Sanstam Mana Kritva Na Kinchit Api Chinteye. So So gradually, step by step, if we apply ourselves to this yoga process, bhakti yoga process, devotional service, then things will be revealed gradually, step by step. And the next verse in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what it says is, while we'll be performing this devotional service, there'll be challenges. Our mind will go away from the devotional service. And then what to do? Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astiram tatas tato niyamyaitad atmanyeva vashamne. If your mind wanders, you bring it back. So we are engaging in devotional service. Sometimes we are enthusiastic, then our mind goes away. Nah, I don't want to do this. The same devotee, same boring service. I don't want to do this. But bring it back. No, I want to. I will do it. So it will happen again and again. Till the process of anartha nivritti is going on, our mind will go away. And then we have to bring it back. And if we keep bringing it back, then Krishna will show his mercy. Vasudev anukampaya. Then Krishna will attract us. Because Krishna is all attractive, he will attract us. Krishna's holy name is all pervading and all attractive. So it is said it's like a tug of war. So your mind goes away, you pull it back again. And then again it will go away, you pull it back. And then what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says? Param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Ultimately, the holy name will win. Because holy name is all attractive. It will attract us if we become stubborn. So we have to keep looking for the opportunities and for service, for devotional service. And that's what's discussed in today's verse. Through the process of devotional service to Lord in mode of detachment, then everything will be revealed. And this misconception will be diminished. So this detachment and knowledge comes by devotional service. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Ahitukam. So if we perform devotional service, this knowledge will automatically come and we will be detached. We can't be artificially detached that this is bad, I don't want this. That's what Buddhist philosophy is. This material world is bad. We have to go out of this. This material world is like forest. Vana, we have to get nirvana. Nirvana, we have to go out. But where to go? What is the positive attachment? So that is bhakti. So in our Bhagavad Dharma, Bhagavad philosophy, full thing is mentioned. Vidya and avidya. So this material world is bad. But the spiritual world is good. And even when we are in this material world, we can access the spiritual world. So these positive things are so attractive, positive relationships. So we can start cultivating these positive relationships in this world. So how to do that? So whoever we meet, we have to see him or her as a spirit soul. Doesn't matter if he or she is a devotee, if we meet people when we go out or our relatives, we have to see everyone as spirit soul, not only as the body. If we only see the body, we will think about material relationship. But we have to see everyone as a spirit soul. Yesterday I got a message from one of my aunts and she was saying, she asked about how was your health and all that. And then she said, but yeah, I have to say you are going a wrong way. You're walking a wrong way. Walk with the world. And then she said, come to India. Come home. So we read here, back home, back to Godhead. So she's saying, come home. So previously I used to argue based on this philosophy. Then I understood that some people can't understand. So I didn't write any reply. I just sent a smiley. That's it. Come home. So I was thinking, by reading these books, we understand that our home is with Krishna. So wherever there is Krishna, that's our real home. So Krishna has given us this such amazing world. And it is said that whichever ashram we are in, we should think that as our home. If someone is a brahmachari, he should think the ashram I am living in is my home. And whoever is living there is related to me. And if someone is a grahastha, he or she should think this is my home. This is Krishna's home. And I am just taking care of this house and my relatives on behalf of Krishna. And then we'll feel at home. Otherwise, we'll always feel I'm in a wrong position. I'm dissatisfied. Wherever we go, if we don't place Krishna in the center, we'll feel away from home. So the real home means taking shelter of Krishna. Whichever ashram we are in, whatever service we are doing, whatever work we are doing, we must bring Krishna in the center of all our activities. Then Krishna will reveal to us what's our relationship with Krishna. Krishna is present everywhere and we can serve Krishna anywhere in all circumstances. So by understanding this very basic fact, we can get rid of these external problems, as it says, material winds which make us quiver. If we just understand that I am Krishna's servant and Krishna is my all in all, then we can get rid of all these problems. So I'd like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. Yes, Prabhu. From who? Chastisement from... depends also. Chastisements are of different types, from an authority or from a junior. Sometimes, how to deal with chastisement? You have anything particular in mind or just generally on all levels you want to know? On all levels. So chastisement from our authorities who want to correct us are very nectarian. We should welcome those chastisements and we should ask about more. Tell me more. If someone chastises us, then you can ask, okay, Prabhu or Mataji, how can I improve? So that's very good. And sometimes there are chastisements from other devotees. So we have to understand, we have to tolerate and we have to try to improve. And sometimes there are chastisements from non-devotees. So actually one poet said that these criticisms and chastisements are actually, we should keep that person who constantly criticizes us, we should keep him very near to us because he is seeing wrong in us. So we should try to improve and get rid of that bad quality within us, and then that person is like a cleansing agent. Without soap, without anything, he is cleansing us just by criticizing us. So I think Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was criticized by one person. Could be a devotee, but he was always being criticized by this person. And one time when he saw his disciples were feasting, he said, why are you celebrating? They said, that person who used to criticize you has died. And then he was not very happy. He said, you shouldn't do this. I was trying to improve because he used to help me by criticizing me. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati never used to think bad about that person who used to criticize him. Even, you know, how if someone is criticizing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, it's totally nonsense. But still, he used to think like that. So he's acharya, so he's exhibiting how we should think. But our reaction, that's internal mood, we should think how to improve, but reaction should be different. If there is a senior person, we should ask more and associate more with them. But if someone is a non-devotee, is criticizing, we should just stay away, but still our internal mood should try to improve. Any other question or comment? Yes, Prabhu.
You left about in India there is one Kartyogam Kaniya Namaya. The meaning is that Lord, you are doing everything and it's just because of you that I'm getting the name. So as you said, that Lord is doing everything. Three more the material nature, they are doing everything. And we think we are doing, we get out. So we have seen that all the time when we hear that it's only Krishna energy. And the second thing about your uncle, I was in the army for 3 years and I felt the same thing. In the morning, the fellow would say, 4:30, chat, chat. First thing in the morning, wake up call, your tea is ready. Then wake up. And he polished your belt and shoes and soft everything, he washes. So naturally you get, that's how we understand Krishna. So efficiently, so sincerely, and so punctually, and very clean. Thank you.
I was reading Prabhupada and what Prabhupada is saying, that even if a person is coming from a low background, if you render some devotional service to Krishna, he considers that service, Krishna considers that service more dear than the service rendered by the goddess of fortune. So can you explain that? Because I was thinking of the goddess of fortune, she's rendering such perfect service to the Lord.
That's in mode of awe and reverence. She's in Vaikuntha. So if someone does on a raga platform, that's like Braj Bhakti. So Krishna considered that's highest. Although it's absolute, but Krishna considers spontaneous devotional service in the mood of residents of Vrindavan to be higher than awe and reverential service done by Lakshmi Devi.
Raganuga.
Yes. Because of us, because we wanted to be center. That's why Krishna let us do that. It's not that Krishna created and then put us there. We wanted it. That's why he created. So it's like the silkworm produces silk and, you know, cocoon, and it gets trapped within it. So same way, due to our illusion, we thought we'll enjoy in this material world, we'll make this world around us. Now we're trapped in it by these mundane attachments. But then Krishna provides this system of varnashram. If we follow that properly, we'll go out of that. So that's why we have to bring Krishna in the center. We'll take one from Mataji sir. Difference? Yeah, if parents and relatives are not devotees, then that's a mundane attachment. So we shouldn't be attached to them. In the sense, we shouldn't do what they are saying if they are not devotees. We should always ask for advice from devotees. So it's different. And we should still have good relation with them, because we should consider them as anyone else. And we should try to help them to come towards Krishna. So in that sense, relationship always stays very good and healthy. Internally, we are thinking these are not devotees, but I should bring them towards Krishna. So that gives us preaching opportunity, not even away from family, but within the family we can preach without letting them know so much that we are preaching to them. Because it's very hard for parents and other relatives to take instructions from us. They would say, we taught you how to brush your teeth, we taught you how to walk, how to tie your shoelace, and now you're telling us how to live life. So that may not work. So we still have to act That's the all devotees are actors. Krishna is the supreme actor. So we should also act. We should act very, we are loving towards them. They will think that we are loving them in a way, in a material way. But they won't understand our intentions. But we should love them as preachers internally. We shouldn't make it very clear to them. We should do some, put up a show. So that's why I was planning. Then my aunt who sent that message, come home. So I sent a smiley, and then it was late night. So then I got more messages. And then she said, call me, I want to talk to you. That will be more intense. So anyway, so I will text her that I'll call you on Sunday. Then I'll put up a show. So how are you? No, I'm trying something like that. So I have to put up a show. Sometimes as devotees, we have to be careful and to help them. It's not to harm them, but to help them.
Prabhuji, make sure she doesn't listen to this lecture.
No, no. She's nowhere near to. She's gone beyond. There's no possibility. Okay, Prabhu, last question.
Prabhu, how do you actually detach from your attachment to detachment?
That's a very good question. So actually, don't have to. If the attachment is good, then we don't have to stay detached. Because that's the plan. There are 9 stages of bhakti, starting from Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. Asakti means attachment. You become attached to devotional service. So we don't have to be detached from that. We have to be attached to something. Lord Kapila says, one has to be attached to something. So rather than being attached to material things, one should transfer or switch that attachment to being attached to sadhus, pure devotees. So it's not bad to be, we have to be attached to something. So better be attached to pure devotees and devotional service and Krishna. Okay, we'll end there. We have to be punctual as army people, Prabhu sir. So thank you very much. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Muktai Gaur Premanande.